Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation focuses on the race for Delaware Insurance Commissioner, and we are joined by the Republican candidate, Dr. Julia Pillsbury. Dr. Pillsbury, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
So let's start with what prompted you to run for Insurance Commissioner?
Well, I've been a practicing pediatrician for over 30 years in Delaware, and I've been very actively involved with the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association with reimbursement issues. And I just have watched the parents in my practice struggling with their insurance. The healthcare reform doesn't seem to have met the needs of most of my families. They have higher deductibles, higher co-pays, and they're struggling. And I felt that health insurance was a priority for many people, and I felt I had some knowledge and experience that could be very valuable in that area.
So you talk a little bit about your connection to insurance through your practice. Can you tell us a little bit about what else is in your background that you feel makes you better suited for this job than the other candidates running?
Well, I did own a small business, so I've had a lot of experience not only with insuring my employees and helping the parents in my practice with their medical insurance, but I've had small business insurance. And I feel that that is experience that Mr. Navarro lacked when he came into practice or into his position. And I think that's a deficit.
If you are elected, do you have one or two kind of top priorities for the Office of Insurance Commissioner if you wind up holding that office?
The first thing I'd like to do is really look at health insurance. If we're not going to have some type of national health insurance reform, something that expands Obamacare, we need to look at what's available in Delaware. I happen to be the chair of the Medicaid Medical Care Advisory Committee, and to have Medicaid, you have to have a choice. That's law. And yet, patients that are covered under the ACA have no choice. Highmark is the only carrier that's currently offering insurance. And I believe that we can get another insurance plan. Competition is healthy. I'd also like to look at the small business insurance and see where I've heard rumors that things have been increased, and I would like to really look at that and see if those increases are necessary. Small business, especially right now with the coronavirus, are struggling, and they need whatever support and help we can give them.
You mentioned the Affordable Care Act, and obviously there's a fair amount of uncertainty regarding the ACA, both in the courts and politically, depending on how these 2020 elections play out. I know you talked a little bit about this already, but what role do you see the insurance commissioner playing here in Delaware in helping the state navigate what's next for the ACA and health care? You mentioned getting competition. Are there specific things that the insurance commissioner can do in the area of competition, or are there other things they can do to help people who need coverage through the ACA?
Well, I have heard, and again, I don't have all the answers and I don't know all the details because I haven't been in the office yet, but I have heard that people have been able to find more affordable insurance, but when the carrier learns that they're from Delaware, they're immediately cut off. And people need choice. And I'd like to know why they don't have that choice. So that's one of the things that I think is important to look at.
You also talked a little bit about the pandemic, and I want to ask a little bit about what role you feel the insurance commissioner has in dealing with the pandemic. We've heard a lot of concerns in other areas like housing with evictions and foreclosures as temporary protections in those areas. And do you have similar concerns about insurance coverage during the pandemic and some of these initial protections for people in terms of paying premiums and not being kicked off coverage as they start to expire? Is that a concern that you feel the Insurance Commissioner's Office is going to have to kind of look at and deal with?
I think they will. With many people have been unemployed, and some of them are not going to be able to afford to continue their health or their homeowners insurance and so forth. And I think yesterday's a good example with the tornadoes that went through the state. We're going to find probably that some people don't have insurance that's going to cover the damages that they suffered. And it may be because they had to give up their coverage because they couldn't afford it. I think many areas of coverage are going to need to be looked at. I know that many carriers are giving a reduced rate on car insurance because people have been driving less since the coronavirus epidemic started. And that's a good thing. I don't know whether I haven't personally seen any reduction in my homeowner's insurance during this crisis. That doesn't mean it won't come, but I haven't seen it increase either.
So you would try to work with insurance companies to maybe look at some of these issues, particularly for people who are struggling if they remain unemployed and the pandemic continues?
Yes, absolutely.
I also want to ask you what you feel the role of the insurance commissioner is in advocating for changes to state regulations and policies. We've seen this a little bit in the past with things like workers' compensation. Do you see the insurance commissioner having a strong role in that area? And if so, are there areas you feel need changes?
I do feel that the insurance commissioner and his department can advocate for changes that are valuable and important. I am aware of some changes that have taken place with chiropractic insurance and coverage, for instance. There are many things that can be done, and I just need to learn more about some of the difficulties people are facing and then study them more. I've been trying to research, but haven't had a lot of one-on-one conversation with people. Or if I have been reached by people, it's for guidance that I can't yet give. So I'm happy to hear their concerns and address them when I'm elected, but I can't really change things right now.
With that in mind, does the work of the Insurance Commissioner's Office need to be made more visible to the public and more accessible to the public? Is that something that you feel needs to happen as well?
Yes, I think so. The Insurance Commissioner is elected in Delaware. It's appointed in most states. But in Delaware, it's an elected position. And as such, I think it should be much more visible. And as far as health insurance goes, if you're a large company like DuPont, the hospitals, Bay Health, Christiana, you're ERISA exempt, so your health insurance is handled differently than it is if you're a small business like I ran. And that's something most people don't understand. When I've tried to go to bat for patients, I've called the insurance commissioner's office for guidance, and I've been told, I'm sorry, you know, that plan is exempt. It's an ERISA exempt plan. We can't help you. And we need to have an insurance commissioner's office that can guide people so they understand if they can't help, where do they go to get help?
Dr. Julia Pillsbury, Republican candidate for Delaware Insurance Commissioner, we thank you for your time and for joining us on Candidate Conversations.
Thank you.
You can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. Candidate Conversations are part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.